It's just the Rav Shlita Al Cheva here. It's very rare that you have a Rebbe and a Rav that the Talmidim have such an appreciation and such a love which is just exuding from them like you have with Rav Zucker Shlita. It's a very rare thing. And of course it has to do, the secret ingredient behind that is the love which he has for each and every one of you and all of his Talmidim. Kemayim panim el panim. So I'd like to speak a little bit for a short time about what makes Kehila Kedoshah Ramat Eshkol so special. Because you could say, you know, another shtibel in Yerushalayim, another shul in Yerushalayim, out of all places. But of course, there's something which is very unique. And we're sitting here with a very special opportunity that Hashem Yisbarach is being mazmin to us. These are the parashiyos of our Chazal that we learn out the whole inyan of tefillah. That the avos were misaking the tefillahs which we daven. And Chazal tell us, kala koveya makom letefilasai, that if a person is koveya makom for tefillah, elakei Avram be'ezrei, that the God of Avram is with him, he's by his side. So you have to understand, what does it mean, ha-koveya makom letfilasai, that a person is koveya makom letfilah, then elakei Avram be'ezrei, that he's zeichet to this inyan, v'shat v'shmayav, elakei Avram be'ezrei. What does it mean to be koveya makom letfilah? So to understand what it means, tefillah, I'll just be mamik a little bit in this inyan, we covered this beautiful maimed. We look at tefillah as an opportunity, as a way of asking the Ribbono Shel Olam to fulfill our requests. But that's a very chitzonious way of looking at tefillah. The pnimius of tefillah is something which is very deep, of which the Arizal explains, without going into great detail, that there's kedusha which is scattered throughout the world. And when a Jew is mispalel the way that he's supposed to, and he makes kriyas, and he bows down, and he stands himself up, so he's able to go down into deep, dark places and to be mighty, to be poid in the shamas, to be poid in itzaitz in the kedusha. But of course, this is not something which is shaykh to everybody. There's a secret ingredient which allows for this to happen. It's in the beginning of Parashas Vayera that the Gemara darshins that we learn out the tefillah of Avraham Avinu, alamakom asher amad sham. And the whole union of Avram's tefillah by Stoim and trying to save Lot is goof for that. That there was a neshama which was called Lot who was in Stoim in the Gehenim of Sodom. And Avram was mispalel because he saw that from this light would come Melech HaMashiach. And so therefore the whole tefillah of Avram Avinu was one which was of being poid to the Malchus to Israel. Of saving the Malchus, being mal of the Malchus. And of course, that could only have been accomplished after what the Torah tells us in the beginning of the parasha, that Avram Avinu had a bris milah. That there's a relationship between the whole inyan of milah, which Chazal tell us, that he was Yoshit Pesach Ha'el, that's the time that was where we learn out that Avram is able to be matzal yidin from Gehenim to pull them out. Hatzal yididu sherin mishachas, to pull out because of the koyach of the bris, the koyach of kedusha. Because we can't learn out tefillah of Avraham Avinu or what it means tefillah for a Jew, unless we have a connection to the inyan of kedusha. And the same thing we have in this week's parasha, Parshas Chayisar. That here we have Avram that he sends Eliezer to be matzil, to be poided this neshama of Rivka, this malchus. But the only way that that could be accomplished is that when Avram tells Eliezer to be nishba ben the makom habris, to attach himself to the kedusha of Avram Avinu. That's the only way such a tefillah is shaykh. And this is merumis in a medrash, an obscure medrash which I saw today in Torah Shlema, that he says, where was that place that Avram Avinu, that he brought Eliezer there, that he should be mashbiah him. So the Medrash says, Hishbiyoi bebeis hakneses b'makom shehu yoyshev mispalo. That was the office of Avraham Avinu. Come into my office. I have a mission for you to do. Come to the makom of where I daven. Because this is not just a stama mission to go out down to the house of Lavan and Bisuah and to find a wife for Yitzhak. You have to be played in Neshama. It has to be done with the Kedusha. It has to be done in the makom of the tefillah of Avraham Avinu. And only by attaching himself to the Kedusha of Avraham Avinu would he be able to be paida to fulfill the oimik of what tefillah really is. And of course, when he comes back, he sees Yitzhak being misfala. There's a lot which is learned out about tefillah here, the whole parsha of Yitzhak and Rivka's gematria tefillah, as we know. You can even say this is merumas in the following psukim, which we begin davening with every single day. We see Asher Karas es Avraham, which is a remiss to the Bris Milah. The Choris in my Bris. Ushvuas El Yitzhak, that there's a Shvuah to Yitzhak. This is the Shvuah of which Eliezer made to Avraham, that he would find a wife for Yitzhak. Vaya Amideha in Amida El Atfila, Liyakov Lechaik, of which the Medrash says here, Ein Chaik El Amila. And we begin davening with that message. And what we're learning from here is that there's no such thing as davening which is separate from an inyan of Kedusha. The inyan of HaKoveya Mokom Lehispala, it's not just that a person comes into shul and he has a place which is reserved for him, that it has his name on it, that he always sits there. That's the chitzonius of davening. HaKoveya Mokom Letfilasai Elaki Avram Be'ezroi. Like we find by Eliezer when he comes down to that place and he's facing Lavan and he says to him, Hashem Elekei Adayni Avraham. He was zeichet to that Elekei Avraham Ve'ezer. Because in the house of Avraham Avinu, in the Beis Medrash of Avraham Avinu, there's this sinyan of, as the Lashon HaMedrash says, Hishbiyoi bebeis hakneses b'makom shehu yoyshev mispalo. What makes the Hila Kedosha, the Ramat Eshkol, so special is the name. It's the Hila Kedosha. I was speaking to my brother who spent many years from the groundwork building it up, Baruch Hashem, to have that tzchus. This is a place which is not a makom that people come just to daven. It's not just a Beis HaKnesses, Be'alma, that a person, he's looking for a minyan and he comes there. There's something much richer than that, which touches on the entire avodah of what it means to grow, to be a ben aliyah, for striving for more, to be striving for kedushim tihyu. It's built on the foundations of kedusha. Not just we have a rav who teaches us Torah, who teaches us how to daven, but who's inspiring us to reach that place of kedushim to you, of what the Ribbono Shel'Olam wants from us when we come to daven in a Beis Knesset. That it's a place that when we come there, we feel like this is our charge in our lives, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating us here to be that mensch that Hashem wants from the Torah HaKadosh. It's a place of tefillah which is built upon the yesodos of kedusha. Kedusha Sachaya. And this is really what it means, HaKoveya Mokom Letfilasai. That Mokom of Avraham Avinu, that he was Mashpi Eliezer there. That's the place of the Mokom Tfilah. But there's another implication of HaKoveya Mokom Letfilasai. Every person has that place in his world where he feels comfortable, that he says about that place, this is my makom. That you feel comfortable there. And it really, that inyan of makom, this inyan of makom, a person that he has a place, chen makom ayoshveha, a person can know from his chen makom where he's holding in his life. Where he feels comfortable. If he feels comfortable in a baseball stadium, then it's telling him something. It's very rare that you have a makom tefillah that you have a shul, that you have come to a place where you feel that when you get there, that this is where you want to be. That you feel comfortable there, that this is like your home. That the chaverim which you have there are not just people which you just see in shul. That you come there and you feel the inyan of my yedidus mishkan asayich. You feel the yedidus there. You feel the ahava. You feel the tefillah lekel chayoy. And that's really the pshat in HaKameya Makom HaTfilah, so that a person says about his place where he davens, he's koveya that makom. That this is my makom. This is where I feel most comfortable. This is where I want to be. And I don't want to leave that place. How often do you have it that you have a whole chavraya of 30, 40 people, chavayim, that they go to Mezhbish for a Shabbos? It's a sense of community. It's a sense of belonging. And what we do together, it's not that we get together to shmooze. We get together to look for opportunities to grow in real serious ways. Bigger opportunities, but even in the yoyim yoyim. Especially on Shabbos Kodesh. These are opportunities that we seize them and we recognize that in this place, that it's not just davening. It's davening as an experience of becoming Kadosh. Building holiness. This is the message. This is the message, and it couldn't sum it up better than that. We're building holiness. And so to have another place in Yerushalayim to daven, this is not what this is about. And especially for us, a chever like this, of American born, who come to Yerushalayim, who can get lost very easily, but to come to a place where you feel like this is unique, this is different, and to be able to be mishtatif in an opportunity like this, to build a makom in Yerushalayim, which is unique, when do you have such an opportunity like that? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us an amazing schus, an opportunity right now, to be mishtatif in a very unique way, to build a true makom tefillah, a makom which is a kaveya makom tefillah. And with that, we have the bracha from Chazal. Many times we look for skulos and brachas in the Sfar Makdashim. You have a bracha from Chazal. HaKaviyah Makom L'Tivasa Elakei Avram Be'ezrai. That everywhere he goes, he has the Magen Avram in his life. Hashem Baruch Hu should help that through this mayim, through this beautiful get-together, showing the chavivos and the ahava, kemayim panim al panim, we should be zeichet to take all the messages of what Rav Zucker is teaching us, has been teaching us, will continue to teach us, which is that to living a life of Kedusha, of building holiness, and Hashem Baruch Hu should help him and the whole tzibur and all the chaveim b'chol makom sheheim to be able to grow into Kedusha and to build this amazing, beautiful makom tefillah, and ultimately to be able to see the kiyum of that inyan of Kedushim tihyu. And it's without question that this amazing makom tefillah, makom to Kedusha, which is the Ren Yerushalayim, will be mishtatif with that beis hamikdash to Kedusha. Hagadol, which we should be zeichet to, bekarev, v'yaskeil tzedek, mi'ev, amen, amen.
Amen.